Leading researchers from Australia, China, the United States and Europe are hoping to overhaul the way clinical medical studies are conducted. They want to cut the length of time that some clinical trials run, from years down to weeks. The first trial is for patients who have an aggressive brain cancer known as a GBM tumour and could start next year. The life expectancy for patients with the disease is usually only a matter of months, so there's been little research into finding a cure. Penny Timms spoke with Michelle Stewart from the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation.
This trial is called GBM Agile, and this is a collaboration of some of the most recognised brain cancer scientists and clinicians who are crowdsourcing their knowledge to develop a new adaptive clinical trial. We hope that GBM Agile is going to be much more effective than traditional clinical trials, because traditional clinical trials have not helped us improve survival for brain cancer in over 30 years.
And what does this actual trial involve?
Normal clinical trial, patients might take one drug and be on that drug for a couple of years while they're on the trial. And then at the end, the results are unblinded. So we work out what the results are and we work out whether it's worked or not. And you can imagine that that was great at the time and that was the best available way that we had of doing trials. But now with this adaptive trial, we will be able to get more consistent feedback throughout the duration of the trials as to whether the drugs are working or not. And if we do learn more information, we can change direction. It's like stripping back traditional clinical trials and stripping back the parts that are unnecessary to create a lighter, leaner and faster vehicle that gets us to where we want to be. So if we can reduce the time that it takes for development, so rather than one drug in one system, it is multiple drugs at the same time and consistently knocking out the ones that aren't working, so failing faster, we believe that we can push much more through the pipe and hopefully generate better results for patients.
Who is this first trial targeted towards?
So this will be an adult GBM trial, so GBM being the most common and most deadly form of brain cancer. And there is hope that there will be a paediatric component so that children can enrol as well, but we're at this stage not sure of what the age range will be.
How significant is the chance that this may not actually work, that it may not be safe and you may have to go back to the drawing board?
Well, the good thing about this trial is we're not announcing a new treatment as such. We're announcing a new system for developing treatments. So it's like platform technology. So platform technology, it's not a shot in the dark. It's actually a way of putting things through. And we know that a lot of things are going to fail, as they have done traditionally. But if we can fail faster and move on much quicker at the same time, we will have a lot more chance of success.
What kind of advances do you think that this type of trial could lead to?
So this could be the way that the development happens in the future across all diseases. And the FDA have said openly that they would like to see master protocols and adaptive design being the future. I believe that this could actually be the way that all future development happens. And we're really lucky that GBM and brain cancer, which has for so long had such poor prognosis, could be the first in the world to trial this system. We don't know what is going to work, and we believe it's a numbers game. So if we can test more drugs more efficiently and faster, we hope that we will come up with something for patients to improve survival.
Michelle Stewart from Cure Brain Cancer Foundation speaking there with Penny Timms.